Up next on Discovery Channel Radio, we're talking to Tiffany. She is one of the five TJs on a really cool new show on the Travel Channel. Five Takes chronicles the journey of five young travelers sent on the adventure of a lifetime. In this case, they go to or across Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Cambodia, Thailand in 12 weeks. Just to let our audience know a little bit about this show and how you came into it and how the other TJs, I said TJ earlier, that's five travel journalists for folks who don't know. How'd you get involved? How'd you get selected? And then we'll talk about the show itself.
Well, for me, it was kind of a, it was a little bit fated, I think. One of my good friends, her grandma, was a fan of the last season, which I hadn't had the chance to see. And she saw it and recognized the work of the other travel journalists as being similar to stuff she had seen me do in the past. So she sent me the email saying, hey, check this out. You might be interested. And, you know, from there I sent my email address in, and the next process was submitting an actual, your first vlog explaining who you are and why you'd be a great travel journalist. And it all started there.
And there's five of you, so there's a selection process. Finally got down to the final five. What was that like, learning that you would be able to have this experience of a lifetime?
Well, the whole experience was pretty intense. It was a fast turnaround. Between the time that we submitted the video and the time we were called to interview was less than 3 weeks. So just as I was starting to think about the trip, all of a sudden I was going on it. The actual final casting call was throughout the entire United States. So they did a casting in New York, in Miami, in Chicago, and then finally in L.A. And just being there as a young student, as a film student, you're just surrounded by a bunch of people your age who are incredibly accomplished, driven, but all, you know, share the same things in the sense that they all love to travel and have done a lot towards traveling. So it was kind of it was really intimidating, because you just realize how many incredible people there are out there, and it kind of made me realize how small my chance was of actually getting to go on the trip.
What was it like what was it like when you first got together with the other four TJs?
I live in California, so I didn't have to fly to our first meeting, which was at the Century Plaza Hotel in Los Angeles. So we all met in Los Angeles, and it was only an hour away from where I live. So actually going there didn't feel like so much of a trip as I think it did for the others. But, you know, we checked into our separate hotel rooms, and they did this thing where they wanted us all to meet in front of the camera. So they called us down at different times from our different hotel rooms and had us check in at different times. And I was the last out, and we sat around in the pool area. And it's strange, because you have all these ideas in your head before you get there, and it just, there are five incredible young people that are just like the people I would be friends with normally. So it's almost like I had someone hand select the best friends I could possibly have. So it was a pretty comfortable experience.
You all like each other, so that's a good thing.
So far, yeah. You know, we have very different, very, very different personalities. But I think, you know, at the core of all of it is this huge appreciation and desire to get out there. So it's kind of neat, because the things that I lack, you know, Tony makes up for. You know, Renee's silliness is countered by Gabe's seriousness. It's like we all kind of balance each other out, which is great now. We'll see if it creates a little bit of chaos in the end.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. I mean, five people traveling anywhere for 12 weeks might have a few issues from time to time.
Exactly, especially without showers, right?
Gosh. So you guys are prepared for that, I guess, or as well as you can be.
We've been instructed everything we want to bring, we have to carry on our backs. So as a girl, that's a little confining, but I've bought my small backpack and I've limited myself.
Now, I read, though, that you don't wash your hair, at least, or you try to avoid washing your hair as much as possible, so maybe this is going to be a little easier for you.
That's true. You know, genetically, I'm okay since I don't get too oily. I can at least hide it. People might think that I'm washing my hair. Now, just as you know, to defend myself, I do wash the rest of me.
That's good to know. More than we needed to know, probably, but that's good. That's good. Now, you guys, tell us about the show. We can talk a little bit more about that. I mean, you're actually out there with cameras yourselves,
yes,
right, filming each other, and then you're also being filmed by a crew, and that'll be all part of the show.
Yes. They're encouraging us to have our own sort of small segment of the show as well through the internet community. Every week we post a what's called a vlog, which is a video log of our experience. So and our choices and what we want to do are up to us. So we can get as creative as we want to just kind of journal what we're doing. So every week we have the opportunity to have our short film posted on the internet. And then they'll use parts of our video for the actual show. But the show that airs on television will be mostly produced by the production team that will be traveling with us. So they can allow us to, you know, actually experience the journey, and then they'll document it rather than it being confused by, you know, us and them, who's in charge and who's not.
My understanding is you only have about $50 a day each.
Yes.
Okay.
It's definitely a budgeted trip. I've definitely tried to use a few scapegoats, like, hey, say for instance, my mom really wants a rug from Thailand, and I got the, under no circumstances are you allowed to have any personal funds. So
wow.
I'm pretty certain I'm going to have to budget in that rug.
Sounds like it. Now, another really cool aspect is that it's real time, in that as viewers are watching this, the show is then turned around very quickly and actually airs. So, you know, people are going and checking out your blogs. They're seeing, you know, all the things you guys are doing, and then they're seeing the show almost as it's happening.
Yes. You know, I think that's probably one of the most exciting parts about the show, and one of the reasons why I'm super excited about being a part of it is because it's a relatively new concept. It's going to be really tough for the production crew to do that, but it's possible now. So it's true, we'll be in Australia while you see us on television in Australia. So it's almost like you can catch us before we leave. If there's something you want to do at home before we go, you can let us know and we can do it.
And in fact, another aspect is that the online community on TravelChannel.com will be able to decide why, or rather which city the TJ should visit last in Australia, and also which country you should make your final stop in Asia, and what you should do in every city you visit. Is that right?
Yes. They're definitely giving the users a chance to create like an interactive television. So and we're pretty much up to the jurisdiction of the viewers. So, you know, we don't tamper with those votes whatsoever. And it's exciting because, you know, it's true. If everyone else wants to do it, we should too. So it's great to actually see people using it too. I mean, even now everyone's getting excited about it online, and we're getting, the message boards are filling up with questions and comments and suggestions.
Where, again, the website, is it 5takes.com and also travelchannel.com?
Yep, www.5takes.com. Which actually just links directly to Travel Channel's fan site. So they're both the same thing. You can get to it either way. And it looks great. It's a beautiful site, super interactive, easy to use. I'm on it every day. So,
are your friends looking forward to seeing you?
Oh, yeah, of course. The comment is, that's everyone's dream job, to work for the Travel Channel. So just knowing that just fires you up even more and makes you appreciate it. But all of my girlfriends are... they've already told me specific things that they would like me to take care of while I'm over there.
Oh, is that right? Like what?
Well, I mean, like different scenes and beaches and, you know, let me know if you have a week vacation so that I can have a week vacation too.
Gotcha. Have you been to any of these other locations, or any of the locations here, Australia, New Zealand, any of them?
Nope. I've never been anywhere close to Asia, so this is a first, and it is for all of us. None of us have been anywhere near the area, so we're all going in with wide eyes and completely unexpecting, so it should make for some interesting experience.
Now, your parents obviously had a big influence on you in terms of where you are today, and you talk a lot about your dad and him being a real mentor for you.
Yes. He's definitely one of my biggest heroes. My dad is an incredible character, and he's my biggest fan. Even right now, you know, all day long, he sits and watches the Travel Channel, and every time the commercials come on, he yells, "Tiff, out to the living room! You're on again! Yes!"
So he'll be glued to the set, I guess, for 12 weeks or so.
Absolutely. Who shouldn't be your biggest fan but your parents? You know?
Right. So have you guys talked about what you need to pack specifically, or are you told what to bring, or do you sort of...
They gave us some hints. They told us to get immunized, so I'm taking care of that tomorrow. And they told us little things like, for instance, the water might not always be purified. So I got the little tablets, and then they're saying, you know, stay healthy, so we've got the multivitamins. And even when you go to these travel stores, everyone's got their horror stories. So you just got to listen and take notes. And, I bet we'll have 25% of what we actually need when we get over there,
right,
which will be, like, half the fun.
What place are you most excited to visit?
Oh, gosh, probably that's such a tough question. I'm so excited about all of it, but probably New Zealand right now, only because we've been doing a lot of research, and it's just so naturally beautiful there. I can't wait to see it.
Well, anything you're particularly worried about, or things that sort of you think in the back of your head, gosh, I hope I don't have to deal with that, or you're feeling pretty good about, pretty positive?
Well, I'm pretty excited about the experience, but I hate flying. I mean, I always do it. I always love getting there, but it causes such inner turmoil for me. So that's one part that I don't worry about it, but I don't like it. Flying in the air, it doesn't make any sense to me logically, so I always have a little bit of a weird reality check with it. And also, I'm not a real risk taker as far as, like, jumping off of buildings and...
So it's not going to be extreme sports for you in
right.
Australia?
So, which makes me nervous because I feel like they're going to be taking advantage of that fear. You might see some tears in that arena because I'm definitely not a life risk taker, that's for sure.
Is it kind of strange going from this, you're someone who obviously like video and all that kind of thing, but now you're going to be well known, you know, you're about to be famous. Is that a weird transition for you?
When you say that, I still am kind of shaking my head. I still feel very small, so I don't necessarily see that happening, but I more see the fact that this could never have happened without this experience. I never would be able to go to these places in this amount of time. So it's like it's just a huge ticket that no one gets a chance to do always. So I think I just feel very blessed. But I definitely don't feel like I'm going to end up famous or anything like that.
Right. So do you think you'll take some vacation at the end over there?
Yeah. You know, I've got a friend who's teaching English in Japan, so I'm hoping I can stop by on the way home and say hi to him and do a few other pit stops. The travel journalists were talking about, whichever country the viewers choose between Thailand and Cambodia, that we would see the opposite together and in the end, just as a fun farewell kind of thing.
If you can still handle each other.
If we can still handle each other, you're right. And they've told us a few times, don't make any commitments. You don't know if you'll even like each other in the end.
Right. Well, again, for people who want to learn more about the show and get involved and check out your blogs and make decisions about where you're going to go and watch the show and be a real part of it, and there's already, like you said, a big community of people sort of getting involved and interested in what's happening, you can go to 5takes.com. Tiffany, once again, one of the 5 TJs on the Travel Channel series, 5 Takes, and it will be airing Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern, starting April 3rd. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Best of luck. Absolutely. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.